This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Yes, we have our first team all set for a date with the Edschenout Cup, as the Portland Winterhawks have repeated as Western Conference champions. We'll look back on Game 4 and their sweep of the Tri-City Americans as they now await the winner of the East Final between Moose Jaw and Edmonton. WHL Bantam Draft and Awards Ceremony all set for Calgary. It's just days away now. We'll have more on that in a second. And Red Deer Rebels head coach Jesse Wallen joins us. He guided Canada's under-18 team, along with 9 WHL players, to a bronze medal at the under-18 championships in the Czech Republic. Well, the Portland Winterhawks are going back to the WHL Championship Series for a second year in a row. The Hawks completed the sweep of the Tri-City Americans with a 4-1 win at the Rose Garden Thursday in front of nearly 11,000 fans to claim the Western Conference title. 20-year-old Cam Reid, who left St. Cloud State to join the Winterhawks in January, scored a key goal in the third period in Game 4.
It was just a matter of time. I think we finished with 60 shots on goal tonight, so we're just trying to put everything on him. You know, he's a really good goaltender, and I was just able to, I don't know, for whatever reason, I was playing back on the fence and kind of just kicked it up to Rosser, and he made a nice play to protect the puck, and Cam buried her in the back of the net, so it was huge and got this building rocking.
Meanwhile, 17-year-old Brandon Leipzig is having a good playoffs, and he admits it's been a grind.
We had a bit of trouble the Kelowna series, and myself coming back, and then I thought the later half of the Kamloops series, we really started to pick it up. We just stuck with it, and it's nice getting results, but you know, the main thing is we're going to the championship, and we couldn't be more excited.
Assistant coach Travis Green credits the Americans, noting the series a lot closer than a sweep would indicate.
You got to give them a lot of credit. They, you know, anytime your back's up against the wall, you know, you're going to come out fighting and battling, especially when you're a good organization and a good team like Tri-Cities is. So tip my hat to them. The whole series was real tough, and we were fortunate to get the sweep. But our guys, I thought, played really well the last four games.
The Hawks now await the winner of the Edmonton Oil Kings Moose Jaw Warriors Husky Eastern Conference Final. The Oil Kings went up 3-0, winning 22 straight games before the Warriors staved off elimination in Game 4 with a 5-1 win on home ice. 20-year-old James Henry, who was acquired by the Warriors from the Vancouver Giants at the trade deadline, says they weren't about to roll over.
We've kind of dug ourselves a little bit of hole for the first three games, but there's a lot of confidence in our group, and there isn't a whole lot of quit.
And as for getting back in the series?
You know, the old cliche, one game at a time, you know, that has to be our mindset. And, you know, we just continue how we're playing and we'll have success.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
WHL Awards Ceremony and Bantam Draft are all set for Calgary in the coming days. Tuesday, the league will hand out the hardware a day ahead of the WHL Bantam Draft. The Seattle Thunderbirds are all set to pick first after winning the draft lottery last month. It'll be their first ever number one pick overall in Bantam Draft history. Prince Albert will draft second, followed by Prince George, and then Lethbridge. The Western Provinces recently held their elite Bantam tournament leading up to the draft. Many believe the first pick will be Burnaby Winter Club skilled forward Matt Barzal. Barzal impressed all season and led his team to a BC Provincial Championship.
It's overwhelming. I mean, this year's been a good year for me and the guys on my team. Pretty undecided, but when it gets closer to draft day, my decision will be probably more firm.
And you can catch the WHL Bantam Draft live on WHL.ca. The event will be webcast online.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League.
Down the left side, Nugent Hopkins in over the Bronco line. The shot scores! Patrick Ball!
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the player's education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or a trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
It's a gold medal for the U.S. and a bronze medal for Canada at the World Under-18 Hockey Championship staged in the Czech Republic. The Canadian bid led by Red Deer Rebels head coach Jesse Wallen. I spoke with him following the championships. Jesse, first of all, experience of going over to the Czech Republic, first and foremost, had to be something special. I know you've done it before, but it's always quite the event.
Yeah, for sure. It was a great experience once again. Different part of the world. I'd never been to the Czech Republic before. A lot of the players on the team hadn't been either, so very beautiful country and great people, and as I said, the food was excellent, so we didn't want for anything while we were there.
Now, you were coaching a team made up of players from, of course, coast to coast, but a good group of nine WHLers there on the squad had to add to the experience there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really neat to be able to be on the same bench with them. You watch these guys play. Some of them I know better than others, just given where they play. Shinkarik down the road in Medicine Hat, I've seen a lot of him, and Sam Reinhardt, Mike Winther, and Prince Albert. So those guys you're a little more familiar with, and then the players on the other side of the mountains as well. But you get to know these kids a little bit playing against them, but to have them on your own team, you really got to look at them up close, and they all acquitted themselves very, very well. I thought our guys from the West played very well. They were all great kids. They carried themselves very professionally. And all our kids did. We really had a really good group as far as people. They were, they played hard. They were very respectful away from the rink and around the hotel and whatnot. So, but certainly our Western guys carried themselves very well, and I think all their teams can be very proud of them.
Jesse, of course, we have American teams, of course, in the Western Hockey League, and our audience reaches down there. You ran into a really good American team, not only in the round robin, but in the semifinals as well. They would go on to win gold, but a talented group there down south.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we're at a bit of a disadvantage to them in that they, you know, the National Team Development Program down there, they bring those players in, they have them for 2 years, and this is really the event that they build for. And you could see that in their play. I mean, they were just a powerhouse of a team. They had a lot of depth. They had four lines up front that could play. Their goaltending was solid. But what really impressed me about their team was their top four defensemen. Those guys they had on their back end, young Seeloff and Jacob Trouba, who's a highly ranked prospect this year, and then of course Seth Jones. I mean, I was just so impressed with those four guys. They were real tough to play against. They were tough to forecheck. They can all skate. They're all very intelligent. They can turn the puck up out of pressure. They can find the open guy. And when you did get a good line on them and you were able to finish a check and ride a guy out, you just bounced off them. They were so hard to knock off the puck. These guys train all year long. And they were very, very impressive. I thought they had a really solid team, and you know, they deserve to win there.
You mentioned those American defensemen there, but it's actually your defenseman there, Matt Dumba, with the NHL draft approaching here, takes home a top defenseman. You're very familiar with him as a member of the Red Deer Rebels, but good for Matt to take home that in this prestigious event.
Yeah, no question, and it was very well deserved. He was unquestionably the leader of our hockey team, and he took charge right from day one, both off and on the ice. He took charge of the dressing room. He's a tremendous young man. The guys really looked up to him, but he just certainly led with his play. And you know, what I really liked about his game over there was that he was under control. He was very poised. We all know the talent that he has. He's got a lot of tools. He's a great skater. He's got a great skill level. He can move the puck. He's got a huge shot that he really used to his advantage, and he's got the ability to change the flow of a game with his physical play with a big hit. But Matty is a very passionate young man. He wants to be the difference every time he steps onto the ice, and sometimes that can get him into trouble. And I thought he really, really played a level-headed game during this tournament. He just really, really played solid at both ends of the rink and was a steady influence. We relied on him a lot, and he stepped up and answered the bell. So really proud of him and how he played.
Jesse, congratulations on the bronze, and thanks for spending time with us here on WHL This Week.
No problem, John. Thank you.
And that's the show. We'll have a complete recap of all the WHL award winners and a Bantam draft recap as well next week. Plus, we'll set the table for the WHL Championship Series. I'm John Key.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.